All right, there was orange bunting around on Sunday. It was a march which lots of people took part in. It went off peacefully, but the restriction, the ruling was broken. Should there be discipline against that band?
Absolutely not, because it still has to be proven, the case. The police will be investigating the matter. So let's see what comes out of that. But I don't think there was anyone on parade, Orangeman, Balance Man or whatever, who would object to the playing of a Christian hymn on a Sunday. I can't see how anyone could object to that.
Well, lots of people did object to it, the SDLP, Sinn Féin, for to name but two parties. It's not a matter of what was played, it's a matter of breaking the principle of the ruling. The ruling was that there should be a single drum beat sounded. So let's assume, for the sake of this argument, that the band did play a hymn. Should it be disciplined?
Absolutely not. As I said, we as the institution have a history of peaceful acts of defence against the Parades Commission, and that will continue as long as they make ludicrous decisions, and that's exactly what Sunday was.
OK, but it's not just the Parades Commission involved here, isn't it? I mean, Peter Osborne of the Parades Commission said the people must decide what type of summer they want. They can choose to respect other people. So never mind the Parades Commission. You have upset the people of the Carrick Hill area. Why don't you talk to them?
Let's say a couple of things there. First of all, the Orange Institution is looking forward to a peaceful summer. We certainly don't want any of our commemorations or any of our celebrations to end up in violence. We don't plan it that way. We plan always for peaceful celebrations. But sadly, the Parades Commission come in with determinations like Sunday passed. Let's analyse Sunday. Sunday was the main point of focus about the respect issue was St Patrick's Roman Catholic Chapel. We did all we could last year to engage with the congregation there. We played hymns last year as an act of respect after a certain incident which had been apologised for, but that sin didn't seem to be enough. So here we have a Sunday parade passing the chapel, and we play hymns, and that's not good enough.
One band plays a hymn, apparently. So was that a plan? Was it decided that one band would break the ruling?
There was actually only one band on the parade.
Okay. Right.
So I'm not going to say here what was planned or what wasn't planned. As I say, it's a matter for probably a police investigation. But let me say...
So the Orange Order didn't know that this band was going to play?
I'm not saying that. I've already said everyone, I would say, on parade, everyone supported the playing of hymns on a Sunday, and that's what happened. The issue has always been the chapel. We've engaged with the chapel, not Carrick Hill. There was no ban on music passing Carrick Hill. The ban was outside St Patrick's, and we showed respect by playing a hymn. Now, if that's not good enough for the SDLP or Sinn Féin, I don't know where we're going with all this.
Well, where you're going is somewhere where everyone can agree to what happens in places like this. And there's at the moment, we have a Parades Commission. It makes a ruling based on...